Welcome back to the Disciple Keys podcast. This is week 14, day 3. His word, our weapon. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. They have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretense that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. 2 Corinthians 10, 4-5. The battle for our souls and the souls of others is a spiritual war. We need spiritual weapons. Most of the time, what can be seen in the physical world is a reflection of the spiritual world. A computer stops working, a car breaks down, someone falls ill, or someone says something unkind or hurtful to you. These are all examples of physical manifestations of spiritual warfare. Today's verse talks about taking every thought captive. Where are these strongholds that today's verse talks about? These strongholds, pretensions, and arguments set themselves up in the battleground of our minds. In fact, a stronghold, according to Ed Silvoso, is a mindset that accepts as unchangeable something contrary to the Word of God. To fight effectively against these things, we are given the Word of God, in which we hide in our hearts on the day of battle. To train as a spiritual warrior requires a great deal of time in the Word of God, which is the sword by which we do battle for the kingdom of God. The truth of God's Word, lived out by Jesus, the living Word, overcomes every lie of the enemy. The word is both a defensive and an offensive weapon. Ask God to help you grow skilled in wielding the sword of the Spirit today. The disciples' prayer for today. Father, I want to know you more each day. Today, open my eyes to see clearly the spiritual world and the ways the enemy seeks to steal, kill, and destroy in my life and in the lives of those I seek to reach for your kingdom. Fill me with wisdom to walk in this dark world in the light of your love. Empower me by your Spirit with skill in wielding the weapon of your eternal word, my sword of the Spirit. Show me specific verses in Scripture which defeat the lies I'm accepting in place of your truth. As I proclaim your truth, defeat every scheme of the enemy for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. The prayer for the unreached of the day. Father, the Moroccan Arabs in Libya do not yet know your love. Please open the doors so that these people can meet you face to face. Send laborers into these ripe harvest fields so your kingdom expands and grows in and among them. Bring to my mind a specific scripture which overthrows the lies that are holding Moroccan Arabs in Libya in captivity to darkness, as I proclaim that scripture over them. May you shine your light there. Have the glory, Lord, for their coming into your eternal kingdom. Amen. Today's Global City Focus is Tripoli, Libya. Pray for Tripoli to be a sending place, impacting the entire nation and the region with the delivering power of Jesus. This Friday, April 5th, will be a focused day of 24 hours online prayer for the Muslim world. Each hour will be focusing on a different city. The information is at www.110cities.com/onemiraclenight. In order to join the prayer Zoom room, you will need to register for the Global Family Prayer. I recommend registering a day or two before. Then you can use the information to access the prayer room on April 5th. I hope you can join us.